And tonight we have, obviously, myself, Chikoa Tyne, whose diaries we read with bated breath. And absolutely. I have my, what is it, special guest again this evening joining us, my mum!
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
And once again, I'm privileged to be here. I love this podcast. I really do. I'm always on the back foot. Defensive. Oh, yeah. And, but then not defensive so much as sometimes I have so much more to add to the stories.
Well, tonight is you are in the limelight. Now, there's a couple of things that I wanted to address in the beginning of this episode, right?
Okay, okay.
Right. So the first thing is that it's been brought to my awareness by other listeners, i.e. my hairdresser, who listens to the podcast, didn't even realise that we have an Instagram page. And this is because I say it at the end of my episodes. So I'm going to tell you all now, right? We have an Instagram page, we have a Facebook page, and we have Twitter. So please follow us. The Instagram one is, well, it's Read My Lips Podcast, Facebook is Read My Lips Pod, and Twitter is at Lips Podcast. Pod. At Lips. At just, you'll find it. Follow me. Sure. You'll be fine. But yeah,
I found it, so exactly.
So yeah, so guys, you know, we're on all social media platforms, so give us a follow. You know, we did actually on Instagram this week, we got to 101 followers on Instagram, which was lovely. But at the same time, when I was talking to my hairdresser, who is an avid listener, I realised that maybe you guys, maybe by the time you think the podcast finished and we've stopped jibber-jabbering, you don't listen to the end, which means that you don't know that we have the social media.
You move on, don't you? You don't listen to the, don't watch the credits on a film.
Exactly. Exactly. Right, so please do follow us on the social media platforms. And this is quite a big thing because any listeners that really don't, you know, I get it, you don't want to send a listener story to the official email. If you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you can just send in a little DM and just pop in a little story and it will for sure be read. We'll love to hear, like, and we've also got, this is the second thing, the second admin that I've got going on, is that we are going to do a special for Halloween. So what we really want is some scary listener stories, ideally. So if you'd like to send anything in, if you have had any spooky experiences, or even hearsay, if you've had any experiences that your mum's had, your grandma's had, your granddad's had, or even a friend's had, send them in. We're dying to hear from you. So that is my two little bits of admin that I wanted to do at the beginning. Now, actually, I lie, I have a third.
Oh. Housekeeping not done.
So, as usual in this household, I did everything. I just fucking left the hoovering. Right, so the third thing is, welcome. My name is Chikoa Tyne and this is
Yvonne,
my mum. And we've changed it up a little bit for this one. So what we've decided to do, and this was an ingenious idea from the mother over there. She is actually going to read to me my own teenage diary.
Listeners, what you have to bear in mind here is I've never read these before. I've always been accused of reading the diaries. And I honestly don't
know. Oh, so you say, so this is your first reading. Oh, listeners, yes. I do think the lady doth protest too much.
I know, but I also kind of need to say, if I sort of question things a little bit, then just bear with me.
And you'll be fine.
Can cut it out. You can edit.
You'll be fine.
To your heart's content.
Hey, don't say that. Right. So, can you see that all right?
I can see that, yes. It's written in pencil.
It is, unfortunately, and so it's a little bit pale.
It's really nice. And one of the questions I have to ask is, why my little lily pods? And I wasn't sure about why you address people as my little lily pods, because it didn't feature in...
Well, it's not people at this point, it's just the diary.
Yeah. Oh, right. You're addressing the diary.
Mm-hmm. But what it is, yes. So, okay. So the question is, why does little Jacoa address a diary as the little lily pods? So I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
So as you can see, when we're turning this over, I'll pop a picture on the Instagram. The front of the diary is it's like a copy of Monet's paintings of lily pads. So every time she writes, you can't really tell, but I'm pretty sure she does write lily pads.
Right.
I just really don't like saying the word pads. So I've changed.
As a girl, I can understand that.
So whether it looks like pads or it looks like pods, I just say pods.
My
because
pause,
I don't like lily pods. Pads, and I'm not going to say it five times a in every.
But then, you know, I have to look at the front of that cover, and that's where you get the lily pods thing.
Pads. Well, it's lily pads,
isn't
it?
I'm looking at two stick. I think you need to put this. Given the last,
I will.
Given the last episode where I've got no awards,
and yeah,
there's like two deputy head teacher stickers awards on
what
the front. If? You know, so I think
All right.
I've got a whole bloody file full of teachers awards, head teachers awards. That,
fine,
you know, yeah. I know you don't want to hear it.
No, it's not that. I just think the listeners don't give a shit.
Well, I do. I'm your mum.
Okay,
anyway,
so I was going to ask you, did you listen to the last episode? Because that'll catch you up.
I did.
Okay.
Just a couple of days ago.
Yeah. So can you take us through?
No.
Did you really listen?
I did listen.
Mm-hmm. She didn't listen, listeners.
I did listen.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
Yeah,
now, I'll tell you something, ma'am.
Listen to me. I have to think.
Uh-huh.
I have to say.
Uh-huh.
That I think your hatred of Christmas Day didn't come from when you lived as a family with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that came after.
Well, I was thinking the same because, honestly, I was driving about this week and I was thinking about this and I really thought that at least by 13, the discomfort that came around Christmas would be there. Really, honestly speaking, and I'm saying this to you so you'll have a different vibe. When I was thinking about it this week, I actually think that it's not a hatred of Christmas because I don't hate Christmas.
Avoidance, possibly.
I dread it. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think
lots of people do.
I think I know why.
I'm all ears.
My ex, right,
mm-hmm,
was the life and soul of a Christmas, right? You may disagree with me, I can tell by the way you're looking at us.
No.
But
I'm not going to disagree.
But for 7 years before I started to really actively hate Christmas, I'd been with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we often went to yours, and even once we stayed at home. And I just remember him being the life and soul of the party.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember the Christmas after we broke up where he wasn't there. And I don't think I've missed anyone so much in my entire life. Like, the first Christmas without him, it just felt so bleak.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't that smile and there wasn't that happy-go-lucky presence. And I really think the first Christmas he wasn't there, I think I really felt that hard. And I think that after that, I haven't bothered because I thought, well, that's gone. And then what's the point? That bit for me that brought Christmas together for 7 years.
Mm.
Just wasn't there anymore. And I think it's taken us a few Christmases to realise that I can enjoy it without him. Because, and you know,
yeah, but
when we got together, we were 19. And when we broke up, we were 26. I was 26. that's a large portion of Christmases of your life.
Yeah, but can I just also go back to what you were talking about with in the last podcast, was the fact that in your last podcast, you touched on the fact that you were both in hospitality, and every bloody bank holiday, every day was the same day in hospitality. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that maybe contributes towards your hatred of, or like disillusionment of Christmas and so party and feasting and
anyway. So what we have is, for the first time ever, the diary is front of somebody else, and I'm gonna listen to you read it.
Right, for the first time, I have to add.
Right. Don't believe you.
Don't care.
I'm playing.
I don't even care.
I'm playing.
I know you are.
Right.
I still don't care.
Go on. Right, Billy, no.
29th of December, 2004.
Say that again. Hang on. Billy, no. On the carpet. No.
It's okay if she sits down.
Well.
Come on. Sit down, lie down. Just dim shiffle. 29th of December, 2004. Greetings. My little lily pods. Hiya. Went to Newcastle today with Mam. Two has a figure two.
Today.
I wore my pinstripe trousers and my green top that has paradise written on it. I was wearing my new cardigan from New Look. We were gonna go to Jedburgh, but Nana said that there wasn't much there, so we caught a quick train to Carlisle.
Fair. I mean, fair. There's fuck all in Jedburgh.
Oh, I don't know. I like Jedburgh as a village, but if you're shopping, maybe not. It's full of Scots. Like, heck yeah. I don't mind the Scots. They're a bit doer.
Dower.
I don't mind the Scots, seeing as me dad's family are all from Canonbury. They're all over the border, man. I'm like three quarter Scots. So I didn't mind.
Come on.
Honestly. Anyway, we were going to go to Jedburgh, but Nana said there wasn't much there. I like Jedburgh though. It's a lovely place. I got a hand cream from Marks and Spencer's. I got some Scottish sweets, ironically. With sewer plumes written on the front, which, in brackets,
means
with my endless intelligence.
Is that what she says?
Which, yeah.
With my
I translated into sour plums.
With my endless intelligence. I know, Billy, I know you've known it all along, haven't you? Endless intelligence.
Didn't we all? Next line. They didn't taste like sour plums at all. But that didn't matter. Carlisle was real busy. I enjoyed myself a lot. I didn't buy much, but it was fun hanging around with Mam. I love Mam. She is the bestest.
That's the first I love Mam we've heard in a while.
Yeah, I know.
It is, isn't it, Bill?
And I really wasn't reading her diaries. I hope Mam enjoyed herself. I think she did. Billy, I don't know what's wrong with Billy. I hope Mam enjoyed herself. I think she did. Hmm. When we got home, I got in a strop because I had to take Michael's birthday present along to him.
Why was that stroppy?
There's a lovely little sketch, a little doodle in the
describe
top right
it to
hand
me.
Called. I'll describe it. It's. The first line is, you've done it in capital letters and you've misspelled his name. So you've crossed it out and you've said equals sorry. Then the next bit is, you've made his names and you've said Michael's B-Day. Michael's birthday.
Michael's B-Day.
In double capitals.
But yet I'm in a strop because I have to take him as present.
Yeah. Okay. So you're obviously not chuffed because you want your own comfort and you really can't be asked to take him as present on his birthday.
Well, that's your opinion. Actually, you don't know
well,
what
we don't
thinks.
Know. That's my prejudgment. Mm-hmm. So with an arrow over to the next page, which is... When I really didn't want to go. I couldn't explain why. I just... didn't.
Oh, well, a bit of anxiety there, maybe? Just don't want to...
Anxiety or laziness?
No, no, man.
I know, because you made so much effort to be friends with people. I know that you did.
Actually, it's fair enough buying... Listen... It's fair enough buying a present for someone, but then to actually be driven out to the house that's in the middle of the nowhere, knock on the door and give them the present, that probably wasn't how little Jacoa planned it.
Yeah, I know, when you buy a present and normally when you deliver it, it's in school days.
It's scary. So give them
it is. It is to turn up on somebody's doorstep
I'm
and
glad
deliver
I'm here
a present.
To show a bit of empathy. Fucking hell. Fucking calling us lazy.
Well, maybe I'm a bit harsh.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm a bit pushy. Maybe. But I get what you're saying. And I think maybe on a school day when your friend's got a birthday in school time, it's quite
totally
easy
different.
To turn up and then everybody, oh, happy birthday. And
in fact, do you know what? I wasn't going to say this, but I'll say it. I wanted to take it to him when we got back from school. But you said...
Hang on a minute. This is the 29th of December. You weren't in school.
No, I know. When we got back to school, I said.
Oh, when you got back to school.
You.
Well, that was after his birthday.
And that was the way little Jacoa wanted it. But you were like, no, we have to take it to him on the day.
How do you feel when people miss your birthday and send you a card 5 days after?
I am so...
Or send you a Christmas card with Christmas scratch up with birthday written on.
I am so chill, ma'am.
You're not like... she's a liar.
It really
Torag.
Doesn't faze me.
Yes.
No, I'll fucking be counting that person to hell.
Exactly that. If it's the next day, like...
No, I know.
The point of it is, if it's the day after, it doesn't matter. If it's on your birthday... It matters because people have made the effort to get there and deliver the present because they're thinking of you on your birthday.
All right, fine.
If it's like when you go back to school, like on the 4th of January, then what the fuck? My birthday was like weeks ago. Forgot all about that. Mm-hmm. And I've lost the line where I'm just going to explain why. I just didn't. I guess I thought there would be a massive amount of awkwardness,
which there probably was,
which would lead to an even bigger amount on the bus to school first day back. Wouldn't there be more awkwardness if you hadn't given them a present?
No.
Don't know. Anyway, the first line of your next line is, anyway, in the end, I went. Mom drove me, but when we got there, it was okay. Michael's dad opened the door and asked us to come in. I was thinking, oh no. I can't remember what I was thinking, but I probably was thinking to him. I just wanted to give it to Michael, then go. But oh no, we had to go inside. Once inside, Michael's dad went through the door saying that he would go and get Michael while me and my mom stood awkwardly in the room. I got a look around. I caught sight of the mug I had got Michael in the sink.
Oh.
Woo. He used it.
That's nice.
It is. Oh. It was useful. Useful presents. I
that
love
is
useful
nice.
Presents. Yeah.
Oh, he used a mug.
You bought them a mug.
That's nice. I can't remember buying the mug, but that's nice.
I can't remember this visit either.
Oh, God, I fucking can.
Can you? Why can't I remember this?
I remember it.
I can't remember it. Anyway.
Do you want to know why? Because it was traumatising because I was meant to give it him on the bus.
I can't imagine why it wasn't traumatising with me given the people and the circumstances. But anyway. And your next line, however, begins with, anyway, Michael... and his dad came back. I thought, whoa, what has Michael done to his face? He used to be all spotty, but now he was spotless. Lulu's prediction. I have a sneaky feeling that Michael will be mega fit one day.
What?
Came true. He was steaming hot. Exclamation mark.
So what, suddenly he's gone from spotty 2 weeks ago before we broke up for Christmas to suddenly a hunk?
With no spots. And is mega fit. Steaming hot.
Steaming
hot. Exclamation mark. How old are you here?
Wonder where I got that phrase.
29th of December. What year is this, Joe?
It's 2004.
Oh, jings. Anyway. And
that phrase is also from 2004. Jings.
I know. That's from like 1965 or something. Okay. Anyway. He gave me my Good Charlotte CD back that I had loaned him. And I gave him the prezi. I was standing next to Mum. Michael's dad was standing between me and Michael. Guess what?
What?
We never made eye contact once.
What? Little Jakora and Michael never made eye contact once.
And why capital letters, question mark? Why capital letters, question mark?
Oh.
Her prediction, her own instinct said, this is going to be so bloody
that
awkward.
That is so awkward.
And it obviously is awkward.
This
but
is
then...
awful. No wonder I remember it to this day.
Oh, God. And, I can't remember this visit at all.
That
I can't.
Is just
But
no.
I just remember saying, you call it, if it's somebody's birthday, you got to make the effort and do this. And, well, I have to say, Jacoa, I can't remember this visit.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine why you remember it.
Oh, you can you?
I can. Anyway, Michael stood there opening his present while Mum and Michael's dad were talking about how mobile phones are absolute shite.
Wow.
Michael then stood fiddling with his necklace trying to put it on. I was just staring at the ground. Then I coughed a bit and Mum and Michael's dad's conversation about Christmas gone mad... and is over-advertised. Mum said, I think people take Christmas for granted. And then...
Huh.
And people are starting to lose sight of what Christmas is all about. And I laughed and agreed with her.
With. She says that.
And caught Michael looking at me as if to say, are you a... I don't know what that... Are you a...
Did you read?
No, but I'm about to. I couldn't decipher it because your handwriting's pretty
squally. Do you want
squally.
Me to say what it says?
I want you to tell me that. I'm going to read it out.
I laughed and agreed with her, and I caught Michael looking at me as if to say, are you a swat at home or are you flirting with my dad?
Oh! Right, as if you would flirt with fucking
very
that
odd.
Guy. Oh
no.
My God.
No, very odd. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to start again.
No, that'll be kept in. Just start from the next paragraph. I have nothing to say about that. Well, yes, I do. Obviously, Michael wasn't inferring that with his eyes. This is what, remember, this is all little Jakoa's account. So
Yeah, but you recognise the inference in his
body language. Is this anything that anybody learns? It's that what you think other people are thinking isn't reality. So little Jakoa is just, she's in an incredibly awkward moment. He's fumbling with the gift. He's felt like he has to return this CD. There's the dad there and the mom there. It's an absolutely awful, awful scenario.
This is really tricky for me because I just can't remember this visit
at
all.
Listen, and little Jakoa is obviously having such a moment of anxiety that she cannot understand at all what Michael is saying to her with his eyes.
So obviously he feels awkward because his dad's there.
Everything's awkward. This is one of the most awkward.
But what, if this was so awkward, why can't I remember this? This is just like...
To be honest, because it's all your fault. You're the one that did it.
Yeah, I just made you... Obviously I made you go because it was his birthday, and then in 2 weeks' time it wasn't his birthday, and it's just like...
Just was meant to be a slip of a present in the bus in January.
This was never meant to happen. Can't ever remember.
Carry on.
Anyway, truth is, I was not, in capital letters,
you don't say,
flirting with Michael's dad. I mean, come on. Bloody hell. Fucking. I can't think of anything else, miss.
Can we just say that that's written down? That isn't my mum's reaction. probably it is your reaction.
I can't imagine how he would even think so. He would flirt with his dad.
No, he didn't. This is Jakoa's account. This is coming from Jakoa's mind.
Okay. So anyway. Yes. I can't think of anything else worse. Right. Then I suddenly remembered what Lulu had said to me.
Okay.
You know, I have heard people saying that Michael's dad admitted to this.
What?
He undresses people in his mind while talking to them.
Oh, everyone does that.
Do they?
Well, it's like if you go to a job interview and you're nervous, that's different. Just imagine them naked, but actually, no, undressing people. No, look, this has got weird.
This has got weird, but I know that there is a psychological thing in job interviews and that, that you do that, and it puts you at ease because then it gives you a level with other people. I get that.
Yes.
The thing is, it wasn't just my reaction, that is written here. Exclamation mark.
Oh, that's what she says. I thought that was you. Oh my God,
that wasn't me. That's what she's written.
I'm sorry.
There's to undress people in his mind while talking to them. And he obviously openly admitted that. I suddenly got a wave of horror, and you know why.
Why?
Let's find out. I don't know why.
Why?
Well, I kind of do know why, because I know the people. Michael is so fit.
Oh,
even Lulu admitted to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lulu.
Yeah. She doesn't say yaw.
Well, it's Y-A-R.
Yeah. 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 It's not yaw. Yeah
would be... Well, have a look. What do you think?
Where is it?
There. Oh, I lost it there.
Michael is so fit, even Lulu admitted it. Oh my God, it is. It's Y-A-R.
Yaw. Yaw. Fuck.
All right, fine. Yaw, Lulu. Yaw.
Yeah.
Yaw.
I kind of do a yawn now and again when it makes me feel like I'm big myself.
I don't, no.
Yaw, Lulu. Oh, I love him really. Oh, fuck.
I love him really.
Oh, come on. I love him really. When we
went... Oh, so it's like, I love him really.
It's O-H, I love him really.
Yeah, okay.
When we went, Michael said bye, but I was in... Hang on. When we went, Michael said bye, but I was in such a rush to get out that I didn't say anything.
Aww.
Or anything.
Anything.
Anything. I didn't say anything. Aww. I hope he didn't take it badly.
Aww.
It was really windy outside. Then another thing hit me.
Oh no.
It had been windy when we got inside before. Oh, I love him, really. When we went, Michael said bye, but I was in such a rush to get out that I didn't say anything. I hope he didn't take it badly. It was really windy outside.
Mm-hmm.
Then another thing hit me. It had been really windy when we got inside. Did my hair look like a sheep's waxy coat? A sheep's waxy coat.
Oh!
While I was in there, shit! In capital letters. Even forgiving the awkwardness that you were put in, you're still worried about your appearance.
Did my hair look like
a sheep's waxy coat?
A sheep's waxy coat?
Because you wrote that on the bloody...
That's a good bit of writing.
It is, but given the terrain that we went, because it's like hillside and... Oh, well, who cares?
Who cares?
Well, who is H-O-O? Oh, well, who cares? You know, he loves me for me, not for my looks, which are crap anyway.
Aww.
That's sad, because you were always so pretty, beautiful.
Aww, thanks, man.
Full stop. Tired. Going to sleep. Night. N-I-G-T-H. Mean. N-I-G-H-T.
What? See that? What?
Tired. Going to. Figure two. Tired. Going to sleep. Night. Spelt capital letters across two lines. N-I-G-T-H. Underneath. I mean. N-I-G-H-T.
So she's corrected herself.
Love. Ocean Girl.
Oh.
And we have a PS.
Oh no.
From now, we'll be writing my diary on the camp and in a moo cow file. Bye.
Right.
Your handwriting is like... Tell me what it is and I'll read it out, Joel.
It was really windy outside. Then another thing hit me. It had been windy when we got inside before. Did my hair look like a sheep's waxy coat while I was in there? Shit! Oh well, who cares? H-O-O. Who cares? I get why you did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he loves me for me. No, he doesn't. Not for my looks. Definitely not. Which are crap anyway. Tired. Going to sleep. Night. Love, Ocean Girl. P.S.
The P.S. got me.
From now, I'll be writing my diary on the comp and in a moo cow file. So, wait, right, it's just going to write it on the computer.
Oh, on the computer.
And
why didn't
in
I get that?
A moo cow file, I don't know what that means, but what I can imagine is...
Moo cow.
I don't know. Bye. You've been a great diary.
Right. Lily pods. The lily pod diary's done and dusted.
It is. And I mean,
that was,
I know,
quite explorative for me as your mum.
I mean,
honest.
6 months of little Jacoa at 12, and you know,
12 getting into 13.
So there we go. That is the end of the 2004-ish diaries. Really hope you enjoyed them. We're going to continue into the next episodes. Thank you so much for listening. Honestly, it warms our hearts so much. If you would like, pop a little review on Apple Podcasts. I'm not making you, I'm just asking you. Honestly, like... It helps other people be able to see the podcast. It, you know, and also it's just nice to read and it's nice to see. If you would like to find us on Instagram, we are at Read My Lips Podcast, Facebook, Read My Lips Pod, and we are also on Twitter at Lips Podcast. If you would like to send in a listener story, we would absolutely love that. So please do. If it's too scary to send it in to readmylipspodcast@gmail.com, then you can pop it in on any of the social medias. Just slip in my DMs and we'll read it out. Okay. Thank you so much again. Bye.